as any, then, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot him down, Store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Squire Skimp is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Squire. Come on in. Good to see you again.
Yes, I just heard that you men were back. I thought I'd drop in and say hello. Hello, men. How was the trip?
Oh, just dandy fine. What are you laughing about?
What's that, Lum?
You ain't said nothing funny yet.
Well, no, Lum. It's just a beautiful morning. I'm glad to see my old friends back home safe and sound. Be honest, I was afraid you and Abner's lost.
No, we enjoyed the trip something wonderful.
We did.
Why, sure.
First I knowed about it.
Yeah, sure enjoyed it. Hollywood's a wonderful place.
Yes, well, I figured that you must have liked it out there, inasmuch as you stayed so long.
Yeah, couldn't hardly drag myself away.
You just intended to be out there there, so didn't you, Lum?
Yeah, but you know how it is, Squire. I had to go around to all the movie stars' homes, you know.
Yeah, we got on this sightseeing bus by mistake.
Abner, don't you have to make the delivers or something?
Huh?
Yeah, some of the movie stars sure have got nice homes out there. Swimming ponds and tennis diamonds and all that. Quite interesting.
Look, you don't mean that you were invited to their homes, do you?
Well, I don't know exactly where you'd call it invited or not. You know how informal things are out there. The Western spirit. Friendly.
Yes, well, that must have been quite an experience.
Oh, it weren't bad. They sort of wanted me to stay out there and make a movie, but I don't know. I wanted to get on home, be amongst my friends again. I ain't much interested in all that glam and glitter.
Yes, well, I had no idea that you were able to make such contacts out there. I'd like to hear more about it when I have more time, Lum. I'm expecting an insurance prospect over the office right now, though. Maybe I can drop back again later on.
Yeah, well, I wish you would, Squire. I'd be proud to tell you all about it.
It's all right, Fire. So long, man.
So long, Squire.
So long.
Granny, did you see Squire's face there when I told him they want me in the movie?
You see my face. I never knowed nothing about that.
Made an impress on him.
Well, me and you was together all the time out there, Lum. I don't recollect nobody asking you to be in the movies.
Well, they never exactly come right out and asked me, but I know good and well that if we'd have stayed out there a couple more weeks, they would have.
Who would have?
Why, they, all them movie people. Don't forget, we went to all their houses.
All we done is went by them. We just seen them from that sightseeing bus.
Yeah, but if we'd have had more time, I'd have had them stop the bus, and I'd have gone right in to see them, though.
You would?
Why, of course I would.
Well,
I'd like to have folks drop in on them that way. You know how informal things is out there. Friendly, the Western spirit.
Well, I don't know. I don't seem to recollect that Western spirit. Seems to me like all we done is just get thrown out of places. Only place they's friendly to us is that Mother Rogers soup kitchen.
Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears. Now, don't tell him about sleeping on pool tables and all the trouble we had out there.
Don't tell him about it.
No.
No, but I don't even want to think about it again.
Well, you done all right. You snored all night long. I know you're asleep.
No, I wasn't snoring. I was fussing.
You
laying there on top of all them balls, or to taking the balls off the table. Instead of being behind the eight ball, I was right up on top of it.
Yeah, and you got banked in the side pocket there a couple of times.
I don't look at that knot on my head. Something that broke me there.
No, they made a caram shot off of you.
Well, they done something. I know that.
Now, don't say nothing to Grandpap. Make it sound like we never had any trouble at all.
Well, all right, I'll do my best.
I can think we had a wonderful time.
We never, I'll tell him that, though.
Well, honey, Grandpap.
Yeah, come on in here, you old rascal. Sure is good to see you again.
Yeah, I heard you got back late last night. Elizabeth called Charity and told her.
Yeah, I know. How'd things go at the store while he's gone?
Oh, all right, I guess. Had a heck of a time trying to hold down both this job and my telegram deliver job, though.
Huh.
Fact is, I had to close up the store a couple of afternoons.
Doggies, how many telegrams do you have to deliver?
Well, I... none, but I had to keep myself free in case they did come in.
Huh.
How was your trip? How's Hollywood?
Oh, it's all right.
It was wonderful, Granddad. Greatest one little place in the world. How come you fellas never stayed out there no longer than you did?
Well, we did stay quite a while.
Stayed too long, if you want my opinion.
Well, you know, movies.
Do they run that long out there? I've heard tell about them doubled-up features or whatever they call them. What do you have to do, take your lunch to them?
I don't know. We never went to none.
No, what I meant, Grandpap, was the moving picture industry. They kept after us all the time we was out there.
Why, what had you done?
I mean, they wanted us to sort of help them make pictures.
Act in them, you mean?
Well, yeah, some acting. Mostly they wanted us to advise them.
Abner, too? They did. I don't recollect it.
Well, no, it was mostly me. One day we stopped by Clark Gable's house, and me and him...
What was that? Only place we stayed was Mother Rogers' soup kitchen.
What'd you say, Abner?
I say the only place...
That's the name of the picture me and Clark was aiming on making. Mother Rogers' soup kitchen.
Going with the soup.
Sort of a sequel to that picture that's been playing at the county seat, The Man Who Come to Dinner.
Mom, what's the matter with you? You losing your memory? Mother Rogers' soup kitchen was the place...
Yeah, you're right. It weren't much of a story. That's why I advise Clark again it.
Mom, are you sure now you talked to him? Near as I can recollect. Wait a minute. Where are you going, Grandpa?
Well, I've got to run an errand for charity. I want to get it done and get back here so as I can hear the rest of this. I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, all right, Grandpa. One, two, three. Mom, you ought to be careful what you're saying. You never talked to Clark Gables out there, and you know...
Damn it, you don't know what all I done while we was out there.
No, I must not.
You wasn't with me every single minute of the time.
Well, not every minute, but most of the time.
I know where he lives, because the driver of that sightseeing bus pointed out to him.
Well, yeah, he showed us.
Well, I wish now we would have stayed out there longer.
Longer?
I was just sort of getting started when we left. Just getting hot. Just breaking in, you might say.
Bob, all we done while we was out there is just try to get railroad tickets to get back here.
That's what I say. We shouldn't have been so anxious to get back here.
Stay there, starve.
A fellow like me could make a lot of money in the moving picture industry.
Is Lassie going again?
Just look at the start I've made, and we're just out there a week.
What start?
Wait a minute, here comes Cedric.
Huh?
I reckon he'll want to hear all about it, too.
He'll hear about it, whether he wants to or not. I'll tell him that right now.
Well, hello there, Cedric, old boy.
Come on in, Cedric.
Hey, I heard you fellas actually seen some moving picture stars out there in Hollywood. That ain't true, is it?
No.
What do you mean it ain't true? We just stayed with them at their houses, all.
I never knowed Mother Rogers was a moving star.
Well, no reason why she couldn't have been. They all run sidelines of some kind. Hers just happened to be a soup kitchen.
How come you stayed out there so long?
I just couldn't get away no quicker. Had to wait till the picture was all finished. Had to wait till they got done Kodaking it.
You mean you got to watch them do it?
Watch them? I was directing it.
I doggies, when was that? I never knowed you was a director.
Well, I wasn't exactly the director. I was sort of the assistant director, I guess.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You were
hey,
what?
Cedric, they kept me pretty busy out there. To be honest, I'm glad it's over. That junk was kind of boring to me. Knob hobbing with the movie stars all day and all that.
Well, it wouldn't be to me. Boy, I'm going out and tell Gomer Bates about this. I'm sure glad I know you, Mr. Long.
Hey, Cedric, wait a minute. Come back here now, Cedric. Oh, me, Mom, you oughtn't to have told Cedric that.
Why not? He come in here and asked me all about it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but, doggies, I'm feared you're exaggerating a little bit, though.
Well, maybe a little, but people sort of expect that. I mean, when you've been away to someplace like Hollywood, they expect to hear about all the wonderful things you've done out there.
They do, huh?
I just hate to disappoint them.
Boy, you never, I'll tell you that.
What's the harm in a little exaggerating?
Well, I don't know, but what about saying you were the director out there now, Long?
Abner, can you think of anybody that'd make a better moving picture director than me?
Well, let's see if I know, Tom. Let me think of the name.
They'd give me plenty of money and the whole say-so. I could direct the out-captainest batch of pictures Hollywood's ever saw.
That I don't know.
They just let me do things my own way.
Wait a minute, here comes a customer. You can have the whole say-so and wait on her any way you want to.
Oh,
go ahead. Get up
about
there.
It.
Movie star.
Well, how do you do, Miss Seastrong?
Why, hello, Long. Hello, Abner. My, it's good to see you back again.
Thank you, Miss Seastrong. It's good to be back, too.
Oh, I've been hearing some wonderful things about you, Long. Is it actual true that you worked in the movies out there in Hollywood?
Well, I hate to brag on myself. It really weren't so much.
That's right.
Were you really a director?
Well, not all of the time.
Oh, say not.
Most of the time, I was busy writing the pictures.
Writing? You mean you actual did that?
Oh, yeah. The fact is, I wrote a couple of pictures while I was out there.
Oh.
Just to take up my spare time.
You know. Oh, that's wonderful, Two in 1 week. Can you really write that fast?
Oh, yeah. You know, I get started, it don't take me no time at all.
Well, you're just the fellow we're looking for.
Mom?
The Parent Teachers Club is putting on a big program Friday night, and we want to do an original one-act play, and you're going to write it for us.
Well, now, just a minute, miss.
Oh, I'm going to go and tell the girls right now. This is the best news we've ever had. A real Hollywood writer.
Dogus, now look what your bragging's got you into. You've got to write a play, and the only thing you ever wrote was Home for Money.
So the people back home expect you to exaggerate a little, eh, Lum? Well, it appears that's not all they're expecting now. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.